Join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Good Boy Poor Hello Rich Show with me, Des Hamilton. I'm your dad in the car today. That's right. Honestly, this is the beautiful thing about this setup. You don't need a fancy podcast studio. I keep talking about it. If you've got something to say, if you've got a story to tell, if you've got people that you want to learn from and interview and reach out to them, because guess what? You've got a podcast. Don't let your location, your logistics, your budget, don't let it stop you. It doesn't matter. I did it from my kitchen with a kitchen? That pop at a G on the end of that word. I did it from my kitchen with an iPhone and a pair of wired headphones that I bought for a tenner. That was my first setup. And even now, today, I've had to go to the post office because I'm selling on Amazon again and I want to start from scratch, so I'm doing it from the ground up again. My wife is going live for Nature Spell, which is, she's a TikTok shop creator. We both run the agency along with Luke and Rachel. We are spinning so many plates, so it's important that I can do whatever I need to do wherever I am. And that's a phone, that's a camera, that's the car, that's the kitchen, that could be somewhere all over the world. We filmed this podcast in Dubai. We filmed it in Cardiff. We filmed it in Manchester. We filmed it in various locations around Brighton and Sussex. This is what podcasting should be. This is what working smarter, not harder. That's what it all means. What is stopping you from getting started in the bleeding thing you want to get going with? Welcome to the show. My name is Des Hamilton. This is the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich Show. Thank you to our sponsors, Selleramp SaaS. They are the Amazon sourcing analysis software that can help you get started on Amazon. Selleramp SaaS is an app that takes all of your data analysis pain away and spells it out in simple terms about what you can do with a product on Amazon. Right, let's get into the show. This is part two of the Matt Schoons interview, Embarrassing Dads. Now, part one, if you haven't listened to part one yet, get back and watch that because this story is incredible. Matt is a guy that was a high-end operative in a massive pharmaceutical company, traveling all over the country, missing time with his daughter, missing time that he had with her on key important dates. And then out of the blue, out of his control, like that, he needed to be medically dismissed because he had a stroke. That put him right back. He couldn't talk for the best part of 6 weeks. He had memory loss problems. He still suffers with short-term memory loss now, and he leant on his wife, who is an absolute superstar. He then decided to get into TikTok shop, as well as the things that he was doing. We were lucky enough that he joined our community. He then picked up the skills along the way and absolutely smashed it beyond belief, where he is now one of the best creators on the platform. He's one of the creators that brands go to saying, I want to launch. TikTok are paying for this guy to go to China to do talks on behalf of TikTok Shop UK. This is how big a creator Matt has become. And this story about how he helps other people now, we're moving into what he's done as a creator. We're moving into how he now gives back in terms of communities and what advice he can give you, a new seller, an experienced seller, and everyone in between. It's a hell of an interview. Let's talk about what's coming down the tracks. As I record this, we've got a hell of a lot of events going on, by the way. I want to highlight what's going on the social calendar this time. And look, this isn't about me. I'm not affiliated with many of these, but it's only fair because that's what we do. It's my interest to help you as much as you can possibly be helped, regardless of my status in making money off the back of any of it. So this Thursday, Jansen from Honest Creators, he is running an Honest Brands event. Did you know that Jansen has two elements? He has the Honest Brands, where he helps people launch brands on various platforms, including TikTok Shop. He has got an Honest Brands event in London. There are still tickets available. This thing looks unreal. I'm going to try my very, very best to get there. It's looking unlikely, but I'm certainly going to try. You've got huge TikTok creators there in Connor and Sam. You've also got another panel of people from his Honest Creators community, some of which are smashing it. And importantly, you've got brand owners and brand launchers. So if brands are your game, if you're in the business of launching a brand, this could be a hell of an event for you. And it's in London. Look it up. Honest Brands live event. Look up Jansen on TikTok and find your way there. That's Thursday. Friday, it is the Social Commerce Festival, which is managed and run by Social Army, I think they are, outlandish You've got TMNB and you've got Nature Spell, other big brand that are running it. This thing is going to be in London. They've been running them in Miami. I mean, I doubt you'll get many beach babes in bikinis in London in this weather. It is tipping it down. But everyone and anyone seems to be going to this event. I am not. Luke isn't. A Filler Nation. Look, here's breaking news. We got offered to be a part of it. Don't think that it's an agency-specific thing. We got offered to be a part of that. But because I'm running my own event, which we'll get onto next, we politely passed. But I know a hell of a lot of people from Filler Nation and from all other communities are going there. That one looks to be a banger. Then we roll on to next Friday. Marwan. That's right. Come on. Social Commerce Live. We have just announced Thermos are also coming now. So we've got Remington. We've got Wilco. We've got Russell Hobbs, we've got George Foreman, we've got Thermos. These are five big brands that are coming. I've got another meeting tomorrow to try and solidify a sixth brand. And we have a panel of affiliates like Katie Louise from Path to Profits, Gus Mackay from Filler Nation, Wellness Wonders, Matt Schoons, who's on this very interview coming up in a minute, he's going to be on there. That's TikTok stuff. We've also got Dale from Creator Core, who now sells big time on Whatnot, and is also a huge UGC advocate who has helped thousands of people transition from TikTok into UGC work. He's going to be in the room. We're going to have Leighton Denny MBE, a QVC presenter who then launched a brand all over Boots. Leighton Denny Nails is a huge brand. We're going to have Kelly Jones, who made nearly £500,000 on Whatnot in about 6 months. We're going to have Lee James, who is the brand representative for Remington, to talk about brands on TikTok Shop and give affiliates the wider view of what brands can do and what struggles brands go through on the platform. You've got a keynote speech from Chris about how you, a creator, can do more on TikTok and across other platforms and how we can help you do that all by processes and software and the correct tracking stuff. Then you've got a keynote on me doing my usual thing. I want to talk to you about how you have bottled yourself up for decades and decades and decades. And even now, as I record this, I'm going through the same sort of thing that I know all of you go through. One day, you've found the thing that changes your life. The next day, it's all over. I'm going back to my day job. The highs and lows, and why we feel like that, and what we can do to combat that. Then we're going to stick a fire up your ass and get you out there. Look, on top of that, there is a room full of people that get it. There is a bar, there is socializing, there are still tickets available. I'll put the link down there. Right, that is what's on the social calendar this week. Woo! There's a lot going on, right? Let's get into the interview. Let's get into Matt. This is part two. This is all of his community stuff. And I'll see you on the flip-flop. Roland. When did you decide, you know what? I want to give back. I want to help more. I want to involve myself in the community.
Well, I joined Kate's community and then she actually put a post in there saying that she's looking for some help to find some tap links.
Oh, hang on a minute. We've referenced Kate a few times. We've not done her justice here. Go on, mate. Who's Kate?
So talk Kate, Mrs. Authentic, massive affiliate from the likes of 2024. She was the one that went absolutely bonkers on the projectors. Early on in her days, she was the one that put the projectors on the map. And I remember for 2-3 months, everyone was like, who's this Miss Authentic? Who's this Miss Authentic? Where's she come from? Kate's also the founder and the owner of P2P Community. Another community agency as well. We've done a lot of work together. We've become best mates.
Lovely lady. Yeah, really inspirational. Great person.
Yeah, really lovely person. We started working together and now we're best mates. You know, just give each other calls and slag each other off or take the piss out of each other. It's nice, actually.
Good.
So with the communities, I joined Kate's community. I was quite bad. I didn't watch her courses or anything. It was more the fact of just being in the community because it's a lonely place at times.
Damn right.
And she's put a post out. She wanted someone to help with just doing tap links. And I told her what I did before and that I've done the e-com and I was doing coaching for Etsy for dropshipping and stuff like that beforehand. Okay. So we got on a call and she was like, oh yeah, we could just start with tap links. And then literally I got my feet in the door and I was like, well, hang on a minute. I'm actually good at analyzing businesses and structures. And if you're looking to simplify processes, but make a lot of money, let's actually work on this, but actually be clever with giving all of our knowledge because you're Miss Offense. I'm embarrassing dad We've got the male, we've got the female. We could congeal here. You've got someone that's been consistently in Star Creator for over a year. So you've got...
Right. So you were that deep in at that point.
Yeah. I was already, like, you know, doing really well. And I think that kind of helped with the, I want embarrassing dad sort of, like, answer totally, and stuff like that. I hope, I think. But
it weren't your looks.
No, it definitely weren't my meatball. You know, this fathead on a webcam is just like taking up the whole screen, you know. But yeah, I think that's where that all started and where that all grew and just became a massive piece.
Yeah. I remember we went on one of those lark calls where they went, right, all agencies join this call when, you know, they talk at you and tell you what you're doing wrong. Cheers. And I saw you on there and I thought, oh, look. Matt's on with Katie. That's amazing. And that was the first time the penny dropped.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, me being a coach in Katie's piece, like, Katie done a couple of posts and stuff, but I was always under the radar.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person that has to feel relevant or do posts and be like, oh, come join us, because that's not me. I've been coaching on TikTok for over 8 to 9 months.
Yeah.
But I think the difference with me is... we were growing people from L1 to L5s. We've had lots of people become star creators on the back of our coaching. But I've never felt the need to be publicly out there just saying, oh, we do this and we do that, because I didn't need to. I didn't have to prove myself. I didn't have to have a viral video to then do 30 videos on that one viral video because I made five grand that day. Because I make five grand every day, you know?
And I should imagine, if you're a creator... and then you go in off the back of Katie's posts or Katie's lives, which is how everyone got through.
Yeah.
And then they went into the community and they saw, hang on a minute, she's there. And so that's a lovely little bonus, that.
Exactly. And it worked out quite well. It worked out quite well because the likes of a lot of the males and stuff that came through were able to then relate. But I tell you what, most of the success, because I'm a woman's man, if that makes sense. Most of my friends are women.
Right.
I get on with women a lot more, and it's very female. Like, it's like you've just landed on a planet of females when you go into like Kate's like live calls. Sometimes there might be like 3 blokes, me, and then 20 women. But we've kind of created just this nice little knit space and stuff. It was amazing. But the feedback and the information and just keeping people relevant with what was going on, it worked.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we had loads of people.
I don't know what it is, but we're the same. I mean, you've got a community run by me and Luke, and our demo is 95% females over 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it ain't my looks. I don't know what it is, man. It is either.
It's being trusted. It's being yourself. It's being real. You're not trying to mask yourself. You're not being anything other than who you are and what you do. So the likes of people buy into that. People buy into people as well as buying from people, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Authenticity is massive.
And the same thing, mate. Me and you, we wear it on our sleeve. We are dads, we're husbands, we're family men. We come with the right values, you know what I mean?
Exactly. We know that it could all implode tomorrow, but whilst it's there, we'll do what we can to help anyone and anything like get to where it needs to. Even if it's just a pep talk, like now I where I am at the minute is I'm coaching and helping star creators. I'm helping and start and coaching people that have already made it, not preying on the ones that are starting and trying to monetize on something. No, I don't have any monetization now.
Yeah,
I'm there just supporting, promoting, helping, and even just giving a backhander to some creators because they're so lost in rabbit holes that they just need that slap of reality, and it works. And then they bounce back and have a 20K week, and it's like, there you go. You know?
That's clubs.
It's nice.
Which is nice as well because, okay, right, this is interesting. What have you found, and we're not naming any names here, what have you found more difficult, managing brand new starters or managing star creators in coaching?
Star creators.
They're harder
because the likes of they've already set their foundations, you know. You haven't got that blank canvas where there's no imperfections or anything else. Now don't get me wrong, I don't go on to any star creator or any like big creator and be like that shit, because mine's not perfect. It's more of having those constructive conversations of mind space, mental wellness, as well as then, why don't you try this? You're not, you're like, they might not be doing something that is just a really simple thing that just needs another set of eyes on it.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I think because I'm humble, none of them have actually been like, well, you're just talking shit. And because I've got that proof of concept, like, listen, I think I know what I'm talking about because I am here with you. I'm doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
whether it's better, whether it's worse, it doesn't matter. Consistently, we're doing what we need to do.
This is it, mate. And I think in that space, in that Star Creator space, like, of course, we've got Gus and Russell, who I know, who are in there as well. There is, a mutual understanding. Look, everyone knows the highs and lows. Everyone has had these days recently that are very, very good. But I suppose with a lot of it, it's almost, okay, TikTok's evolving. It's doing this. It's not TikTok that's broken. It's just shifting. Get out. Mindset, isn't it? It is all mindset.
It is. It is a matter of adapting and overcoming.
And
that's what it's been for the last 3-4 months. You know, because like, as you may be aware now, like when I became a star ambassador like a couple of months ago and stuff, I've done that for the simple fact of, yes, it benefits me because of course I get paid by TikTok and everything else, but also getting that inside information. Like they've just released a newsletter, a weekly newsletter, because one thing that I found was the communication wasn't there. So I brought that to the table. They've implemented it. So now Amazing. Everyone's now getting consistent weekly newsletters of everything that's been compiled, as well as what's coming out, what's going on. So no one's just going to get a slap in the face of a new commission screen or a slap in the face for all the legibles. We're now getting that information out to the people. And I thought I'll apply for it. And literally within 20 minutes of me applying, they went, "We want you." I was like, shit. Okay. Fuck. I was expecting okay. But it was for me with the benefits of everyone else, because of course, not being a spokesman by any means, but it's more the fact of you want it raw, you want it told to you how it is, but with that little bit of a business mindset, because that's where I come from. So one thing that I found within the Star Piece, for instance, is moan, 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 sense of entitlement, moan, 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 moan. But if you go in there and say, listen, it's all good moaning, guys, but let's have a constructive conversation here. What's good? What's bad? Then we've got something to take to the table. Rather than just moan, 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 moan. We're not going to get anything fixed with just moaning.
Exactly, exactly.
It's got to
be specific.
Balance.
Where is the threat? And then we can say, right, where is the opportunity off the back
and
of
then
that?
We can and then we can prioritize. We can get the likes of these are the most important things. This is what we think's good. This is what's bad. Let's work on the bad to make them good. So then that's not a problem. Boom.
Yeah.
Mic
that's
drop.
It.
You know?
That's
and just
it,
walk mate. Out the meeting like, I'm done.
All right. Okay. So then let's go back and carry on talking about you. So right now, so you're back out there on your own. Your community is now your Star Creator community that you're helping. Sorry. Just come off the back of an illness and every now and then I still slur words.
No, so, you're good, man.
You've come back out and you're out there in the Star Creator community. That's better. And how's things going for you? Are you still on that crest of a wave?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still riding it high and so on.
2 years worth of consistency now then.
Yeah. Yeah. So still riding the wave, still doing quite well on TikTok. Now doing the ambassador stuff, I've not dropped because I'm still involved in the community. I pop in there, say hello and so on every now and then.
Nice.
But I've gave a lot more time back to the family. I grinded hard and I grinded hours, but it's so much more simpler now because I think it's just so important to build the right foundations for you to then be able to reap the rewards when you've got that consistency.
Yes.
That's where a lot of people go wrong. They could jump in, they expect the world, they see others doing it, but they're not then paving their own path, if that makes sense.
Completely agree, man. The biggest lesson that we have to consistently bang the drum on, and I know you're coming to Manchester, it'll be a big part of Manchester. If you want to change your life, it will cost you your life.
Yeah, yeah. You got.
I think I went 2 seasons without watching many games of football at all.
Yeah.
And now I can watch them again, but it took a long time to put that groundwork in.
Yeah, exactly that. And I think the foundations are the most important. And that's one thing that I've drummed on from the get-go. You need to put your solid foundations in. You are building a brand at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another bit of advice that people might take like as a really good piece is remember those days when you have zero commission and stuff right at the start of your journey, you're still building your brands because you might not have made any sales that day, but you've got 25 followers. You've got 300 likes on your account. You've got the views on your videos and the retention. You're getting that face out there. You're getting that presence. You're getting that content out there for people to recognize who it is, to see who they are, to understand and learn and get to know you. So no day is a failed day. Every day is a growth, and it just continues to go.
And when we say consistent, as long as you stay consistent on that path, because like you said, if you've got 25 new followers because they followed you off the back of that series of posts you did in that category with those particular products in that particular environment.
Exactly.
Don't then go and do something completely opposite to that, because then you've got to start from zero again.
Yeah.
And again, mate, with lives, it's the same thing. A zero GMV live after putting a few hours in, it doesn't matter, because when you come off, TikTok tells you what they think of you. It tells you the numbers, the score that you've got, which shows that a system is taking notice.
Yeah, exactly. It's all numbers and so on. And the thing is, you could have I've had bad lives. I've had bad lives recently, you know. But I think, again, you just continuously hit your head on the wall and your head will go through it. You know, you just make it work. And yeah, I think it's a matter of just being that resilient. It is so important to be resilient, because it can get in your head. And if you have a bad life or you have a bad week on lives, a lot of people will be like, I ain't doing lives again. Why? Why? Because you could have that one live that changes everything.
Exactly, mate. Exactly, you know? Right. Exactly right. And it's not the time of day. It's not the location. If anything, stay that time of day, stay that location. Because changing it again will put you back a step.
Exactly.
Yeah, mate. Interesting. All right. So that's some really good advice from someone that's fairly new and starting off. What advice would you give now someone who's experienced, who has had success, who may be dropping away and needs a kick up the ass?
Get your shit in order. What is the actual issue? The likes of, if we're talking like mid-level or even higher level, I think more so it's a matter of realizing and looking back at the foundations that you built and how far you've come. Because most people get lost. A lot of people out there are doing £7,000-£8,000 GMV a day. They class a bad day at 3,000 GMV. And I'm like, are you stupid? Do you need a slap, you silly sausage? Because 3K, there's people out there that are doing 220 quid.
Yeah.
You know, 3K is a massive piece. And it's just like, get your shit together. Remember what you are, who you are, what you've built, and carry on fucking putting that roof on that building that you've built. Because your foundations are solid, your walls are built, you've had a couple of tiles come off because there's been a gust of wind. Put the fucking tiles back on and sort your shit out. That's me swearing a bit, so I do apologize. But do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think for people that are kind of falling off, why? Is it because you've had a bad day? Is it because you're not doing as well as you were before? Go back. Look what was working. Go back. Maybe you're trying to change yourself too much from what you originally made. Maybe you've watched too many videos on coaches, gurus, and all these numbers and thinking that should be me. I should have that. Why ain't I doing that? Make it happen.
Yeah.
Only you can. You can be a victim. You can cry and preach and scream until someone hears you. Or you can pick up the fucking pick up the mallet and actually build. And stay in your own lanes. So important. So important.
There's a thing called, I can't remember what it's called, but essentially, when you're new, you're excited, right? You're filming yourself for the first time. You're using editing software. You've got these fancy captions and you're doing all this stuff. And then you might get a bit of success on your first few posts, few hundred views, couple of sales, blah, 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 blah. And you're really excited. You're buzzing. And then what happens is that you actually learn what it is you're doing. And as you're learning, you're refining your skills, but your numbers might drop.
Yeah.
Because TikTok aren't giving you that initial boost anymore.
Yeah.
So everything in your head is, oh, I've lost it. I've gone. I've lost it. When in fact, no, you're actually growing.
Yeah.
You're actually growing. It's just your numbers aren't, but the numbers aren't the metric you should be paying attention to.
Exactly that. And that's just a touch on that, Des. I'm learning after every post I do now. You are forever learning. There isn't like an A to Z, that's you, you're ready, go and make millions and you will be set for life. No, every day is a learning curve. I could have made that film a little bit better. Oh, my lighting was a bit bad. Oh, my audio was a bit shocking. The video didn't come out as it should have. The likes of even just scheduling posts and stuff like that. Like, oh, actually, I'm going to do this and this and that. You will never, ever be a fully completed established creator, because none of us are. And you will never be. It's too fast. It moves too quick.
That's it. And if you are, the chances are it won't work for you, because then all of a sudden you become this version that people don't want to buy off you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because the likes
you need to be fallible.
Yeah, exactly that.
We do this. We do one call where we basically take the top 20 performing creators over the last 30 days and we just pick apart their videos. And on all of them, it's confidence, it's relatability. And for whatever reason, if someone trips over their words, they leave it in the fucking edit. Because that is vital that you do.
Yeah, exactly that. I think what's really important as well, because I've done a big thing on spokesman. When I've done sales, I've done sales before, and I've done sales psychology. And I think, yes, like TikTok, of course, is a space where it's like the attention span is really small. Mm-hmm. But you also want those little pauses at times. Because if you're not letting them digest what you're saying and you're just dumping 30 seconds of shit, by the end of it, they're going to be like, what the hell have I just... They're not soaking in what you're telling them.
Exactly right, mate. Especially something like a beauty product where you're talking about peptides, collagen, hyaluronic acid. They need to digest it.
But the thing is, even with that stuff, the amount of beauty creators that we've helped and so on, name one or two of them. We're not science teachers.
Exactly. If there's three in your head, that's three posts with three different angles. That's it.
Do you know what I mean? Like peptides, it sounds like some sort of like maggot or something like that, you know? Like
that's it. I've got a bad case of the peptides, Matt.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Dumb it down. Make it simple. So even I don't know what a peptide is, but if you tell me what a peptide, like it's even got peptides in, and that's what makes it smooth. Boom.
That's it.
There we go.
That's it.
Yeah. Simple.
I heard that on the TV. That's it. Something like that. So, come on. What's next for you? What's coming down the tracks? Apart from an awesome live event in Manchester on the 5th of June. Hello.
Yes, 5th of June. We've got Manchester. I've got China on the 6th. So, going to China on the back of TikTok. So, appreciate the likes of everything that's been done there.
Hang on. Don't skirt over that. Can we go back? What is China?
Going to China for a week. We've got an exhibition over there that I've been invited to off of the back of the success of what I did last year. We're going to an exhibition that, of course, eBay, Amazon, TikTok, everyone's been invited to.
Is this the one in Beijing?
I do not know, my man. I do not know.
It might be, mate. It might be. I know me and Chris were talking about potentially getting tickets, but... It's too late now.
I do not know. I know there's like 211,000 people going there, but I have been told that I do need to speak as well. So that will be embarrassing. Shitting himself, Dad. But we'll see. We're just waiting for the confirmation to come through. So I've got the flights and stuff all sent to me as well. So once we have that confirmation from the exhibition managers or whoever it is that it's all done, I get all of it all paid for as well. So never fear going.
How many are you
going?
Do you know?
Just me. Just me, and of course the likes of a couple of agents and stuff, like my manager and stuff like that, you know, because they're coming over to, because it's them that's kind of pull it all together. They're the ones that are organising it all, so they've picked me up, because I didn't go to the one in January when Isaac and Charles went, so this is my little lone wolf mission, but I'm out there for a week, so we'll see. I never would have thought of going to China, but I guess I'm not going to say no, I can't. It's an opportunity, isn't it?
My brother works in retail. He has to go out there about four times a year. Mate, he loves it. He loves it.
I think more so because I'm dad, you know? I'm like, I'm going to China. I've worked really hard, but I'm going to miss my girls. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's so hard because I just don't want to leave. But then at the same time, you've got to reap your own rewards for the hard work you put in, I guess, you know?
Mate, I completely agree. And me and Claire, we run a family business, do you know what I mean? But for some reason or other, it's always me that goes away. And it's hard, mate. I get it. I really do get it.
Yeah. So, excited. So got that. And then, of course, we'll just see what the rest of the year comes in, because there's just so many things bubbling away. Brands are like, it's just, we just keep paving the way.
That's it.
You know, creators, just be creating. That's what we do.
We're making hay while the sun shines. It won't always be here.
No, it's good. But the thing is, I think more so the next 2 to 3 years is going to be massive.
Yeah.
But the simple fact, like I'm noticing now, just that this is going off on the side whim a little bit, but when you can see people like Currys and B&M bringing out slushy machines from companies like Logic,
yeah,
just at the lower price of what you can get Shark and Ninja for, because their Shark and Ninja slushy prices can't be price matched with what TikTok can do and stuff. All these manufacturers are catching on to the point of, do you know what? We just sell straight to the people.
Yeah.
We don't need retailers anymore. We just sell straight to the people. And that's where TikTok, whatever other platforms come about in the next couple of years, it's going to just be straight manufactured to your door.
It will. It will. And the other thing as well is, at the moment, I've noticed the next stock that is being sold on TikTok, that is years old stock.
Yeah.
Those are T-shirts that I've got where they're all worn out because I've had them for so long. You're going to get so much more. The stuff that you would go to an outlet mall for.
Yeah. It's going to be just normal.
It is, mate.
It's going to be normal for the simple fact of the manufacturers are going to be feeling the heat of lower consumer purchases in the stores anyway, because people are being a bit more smarter with their money because wars, fuel, the cost of living, gas and electric, all that sort of malarkey.
And apathy, mate. It's easier to sit on your ass and order something off your phone, isn't it?
2026, baby. We don't go out anymore.
We don't,
don't need to. You don't need to.
If it looks like I'm out, it's not. It's just another green screen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we do. Oh, I'm on a beach, guys. You know what I mean? In my bath.
Why are you wearing a jumper, Shaq?
I'm in the bath. I'm in a pool. I'm in a pool.
Love it. Right, mate. I think that will wrap it up then. This is quality. Right. Sweet, you're coming back, by the way. You're coming back.
All right. Yeah, good man.
Hope you enjoyed it, mate. It's been lovely to have you on.
Definitely. Definitely. I've got to go and do the ambassador stuff now, so I'm back to work.
Oh yeah, of course you are. Right, mate, get back to it.
Yeah, Des, give us a message, mate. I love you, good man.
I love you too,
mate. And I will see you soon.
And there we go. Look, what a guy! What a guy! When he's talking about being humble, it's not just a thing that he wears on his shirt. The guy lives and breathes it. You can tell. When I purposefully asked him, right, what advice would you give someone new? Wallop. Now, what advice would you give a top creator that's struggling? Wallop. That wasn't a test. But the guy had relevant advice for everybody on their journey because he's been through every stage of it fairly recently, and he is now confident and capable of being able to share because he's so solidified in who he is and what he can do. The guy gives back instinctively. He's altruistic instinctively. And my favorite kind of people are the people that understand community. And they're the ones that can give back while making money. They're the ones that can sleep on a legacy knowing I've made a bunch of money and I've done it the right way and I did it helping others and I did it without any motive. Easier said than done, but that's a different kettle of fish, right? Okay, let's roll on. Next week, we've got something down the line. I can't announce it yet because it hasn't been confirmed or booked, but we will have an Amazon seller coming on down the line. I love this guy. He's a great, great guy. On top of that, we've got a bunch of other interviews down the tracks, but we are rolling. There is a bonus episode last Friday with me and Chris where we talk about the agenda for social commerce, and we then roll in. And as we roll into next week, Manchester is calling June the 5th, Social Commerce Live. This is going to be brilliant. If you're in the north, this is going to be something for you because everything else seems to be in London, doesn't it? That'll do. Have a lovely week. Keep kicking on. If you're making money online, get your head down, graft, have faith in the thing that you're doing, and I will see you next week on here and in real life. Take care. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Make sure you join us next time for more real talk and some undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich.